You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Before the hour's out, you got to hear an interview that, frankly, it moved me. It did. There is an interview that happened involving just the tragedy in Texas that there still are American heroes, and it needs to be pointed out. So there's that. Oh, by the way, you know what today is? Before I get back to these calls on phones and schools. Today is National Chocolate with Almonds Day, among other days. You know that Hershey's with almonds just absolutely annihilates a regular Hershey's bar. It does, my opinion. Absolutely annihilates it. It gives it that extra punch. I guess some people don't like almonds, don't like nuts, whatever it is. It's not even close whenever you measure those two against each other. The chocolate bar with the almonds is, whew, exponentially better. All right, back to these phones in schools. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Chris DeLuzio swayed me. He convinced me. I'm on his side now. I'm on his team. I was on the fence over this. He did this study or had this, read all this, these things. He's also written a letter to, 59 schools, I believe, in his jurisdiction, where he, represents. And the crux of it is 72% of high school teachers say a phone distracts students, and it's a big problem.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So he sent letters to 59 school districts in the area he represents asking if they have a smartphone ban or are developing one. And he cites a growing body of evidence that shows smartphone use in schools is detrimental to the learning environment. And he's pushing for, I believe, a ban or at least some sort of control. I'd go for those pouches. I would. And in case of emergency, you can break them open, you can cut them open, and there you go. Jennifer's in Sharpsburg. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Colin. I agree with you somewhat, but my daughter is going into seventh grade, and while she does have a phone, it's not connected. My problem is, like you said, in an emergency. I graduated high school in the 90s, and we didn't have shootings in schools, and my big concern is if there's a person raging through the school district and she needs to call somebody.
That was my concern. I'm 100% with you. And I wish I could find the clip. I had on the Brownsville superintendent. Oh, this was at the end of last year, I guess. And these were these pouches that they had, Jennifer, right? And like a clear pouch, you know? And she said in the case of emergency, these things can be cut open very quickly, and it doesn't take all that much time, and people can be in communication with their family. And I thought about that, and for the chance and the percentage chance that there is going to be something happen like that at their school versus this data now that says just how much of a distraction it is, I weigh those two things against each other, and I'll take the school's word for it and the technology for it that they can be cut open quickly.
Right. Well, I do agree with the pouches for the most part, but like I said, my daughter doesn't have phone service. She has a phone. It's just not, doesn't have service. It's basically like she can call if there's an emergency.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I'm not for an all-out ban, and I'll tell you why. Is because there's after-school activities. There's, oh, things changed. Oh, it rained. We don't have this practice or that practice. Oh, you know what? I forgot my pair of shorts for wrestling practice. Can you run them up? Here's the other thing. Like in your case, if you live in Sharpsburg, school's not close. And the junior high is definitely not close where you guys live.
Not at all.
Like it's
not at all.
There's some mileage involved going all the way out to Dorseyville. And even to the high school, it's not like real quick to get there. So if they need to get in touch with you and you need to sort of reroute your day, you just can't walk up the street. That's why I'm not for an overall ban, Jennifer, because of that.
Right.
I am for a controlled environment once they get to the school, though.
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. There's got to be a healthy middle ground. Like, you're going to have these parents. Here's what we're going to have. We're going to, as with any subject, you're going to have these parents who are going to say, you're not taking my kid's phone out of their hands. That's their property. What if somebody shoots up the school? And they're never going to budge. Then you're going to have people who say, hey, do what you want. They shouldn't have them in school anyway. It is what it is. It's your call. My kid doesn't even take their phone to school. Anybody who does is an idiot. And they're not going to budge. We have to have a conversation in these schools, and the administrators need to have it, of all those logical people in the middle. It's like anything in society. There's a lot of logical people in the middle, and that's where the real conversation has to happen, and we need to put into practice sort of logical protocols that make a lot of sense. And I think there's a lot of room for that, and I think that's what DeLuzio was getting at. Chris is in Morgantown. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Colin, how's it going, man?
Very well. Pitt fans will tell you they don't even have phones in Morgantown yet.
That's nonsense.
I'm kidding.
Say it, you'll have to censor me. You'll drop me if I say it. Look, I got a 13-year-old sitting in the back seat right now with his AirPods in, his phone. He doesn't even know we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it, right? Major distraction. But, and this might be a perfect segue to the interview with that the Coast Guard guy, you know, that camp, Mystic, and you can look it up. I don't know if you've talked about it, but they had a no phones policy, even for their counselors. And I think that makes a pretty big point for emergency situations and having these things very easily accessible.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'd have to know what the service situation was at that Mystic. Like, case in point, I hiked the Grand Canyon a month and a half ago. I had my phone on me. It didn't matter one bit. You know?
Sure.
Like, I wasn't going to get service. But you do bring up a good point. Was it in a case of an emergent situation where they could get in touch with people? Now, I find it impossible. I didn't read up on this, and I'll take your word for it. I find it impossible that there wasn't one person at that Camp Mystic who had a cell phone.
Oh, no, I don't disagree with you there, but, you know, in an emergency situation, right, you get a flash flood warning, that thing's, you know, beeping I can't cuss. It's beeping all over the place, right? I mean, you have these counselors in the cabin with these kids at 2-3 in the morning. You know, I'm sure that's just pandemonium.
Right, but I'm talking about schools. How much outside information? When your kid is in school. And I've really come around to this. How much outside information does your kid need to know? I think we overestimate that. Now, again, I think they should have it in case they need to disseminate information out. But how much outside information do they truly need to know when they're in school? And maybe that's part of the problem, that we overestimate how much they need to have access to. 866-391-1020 is that number. That's 866-391-1020. I want to hear from you.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.